Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, man?
I'm terrific.
So I want to kind of just mention something. My daughter, who's been working with us as a summer job, has been putting stuff together about our show over the past, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years we've been doing this. And apparently, I introduced the show, or I introduced you into the show, the exact same way for the past 10 years.
Yes.
Nothing has changed. So this time, I didn't say, how you doing, buddy? Did you
What'd
notice
you say?
That?
No.
I said, how you doing, man?
Oh, very good.
Just change it up a bit.
You're shaking it up.
Look at that, eh?
Yeah. Oh, well, see? Change even with the old dogs is possible.
Yeah, and because of her help and the entire team, we've been fortunate enough to be named Canada's number one retirement podcast.
Yeah.
So we are very happy to hear about that. So thank you for the entire team for making that happen here and at Chorus. We love it. We love it. And this is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And hopefully beyond just fun, it's also educational and informative, right?
Yes.
What we know is there is the largest demographic shift is happening right now. People are moving, that baby boom generation is moving full speed into retirement right now. And as you and I know, and we knew 12 years ago when we started doing this, that the complexity, things change as you move into retirement, right? From lifestyle changes, health changes, right? Your mobility, the dynamics in your family changes, everything. It's a huge time of transition.
And let's put another change in that's happening right now is we just got over the weekend, last weekend, an election call.
That's right.
Can we have any more elections in Alberta?
Oh, sure.
Why not? Why not you do a provincial election too, make it a whole full game while we're at
Get
it?
Right? Done, right?
So we're having civic elections across the province. We're having a federal election that's going to happen before the civic election. So that's taking up a lot of the space on social media, on conventional media. It's going to people are talking about this already. So we are definitely going to talk about the federal election, which was called, and how this will affect your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the show today.
Yep.
You know, we talk about taxes, healthcare, all the issues that come up. I believe, and maybe I'm wrong at this, but I believe that this election is not about the people over the age of 50.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anything in the early platforms that would say there's a focus there.
Yeah,
right?
Which is interesting considering this pandemic we went through.
Correct.
I think it's going to be, let's just throw some money and Band-Aid this to get the votes.
Right.
I don't think this is we've got policies that we've want to put in place so this will help the structure of the aging population, which is the largest demographic in this country right now.
Yeah, fastest growing and wealthiest and all of those things, right?
Right, and consume most of the provincial resources from a healthcare perspective.
You bet.
So why not get that addressed in this election now? Because it doesn't always get votes the way they want it. And that's every election, which means it's never going to be solved.
Well, I didn't go back to count up how many elections that we've been through in the, 12 years that we've been doing this, but it's a whole lot.
Yeah, provincial and federal.
Oh,
we asked the same question about for our demographic that we service, 50 years of age and plus generally, this group generally doesn't really get, they don't get a lot of benefit provided in regards to services in the future. They get a lot more charges against them like taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that infuriates them to no end. There's no question, right?
Absolutely.
Particularly when
you're in that demographic, so don't say them.
I'm not quite there yet. I'm running at it, but I'm not quite across the finish line.
You're in. You're in the club. You're now in the club. You're part of
the
50 plus crowd.
My knees were there 10 years ago. Let's go with that.
So today, this week in the markets.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. We've seen a bit of a two steps forward, one step back. You and I talk about this quite a bit.
You bet.
Let's give your take on that whole concept of two steps forward, one step back.
Well, you could see the market trading this week was really quite fascinating. And I always talk about the tug of war. And we had the tug of war this week with the release of the Fed minutes to the last meeting. And there's no question that the inflation numbers are meeting Fed expectations that would give it the ability, according to their mandate, to start raising interest rates. The issue is they've shifted over to the employment rates and full employment. Do the conditions exist to start removing stimulus out of the system based on the employment conditions? And although they concluded not yet, the minutes pretty clearly indicated that we've pulled forward the fact that those conditions may exist by the end of this year, and the markets reacted to that,
correct.
Right? So you've got this tug of war taking place between the Delta variant, which we've talked lots about, and whether or not it's slowing down global reopening and global growth, at the same time that we're now talking about, maybe some stimulus, like the removal of stimulus is going to happen. And you saw the market I'm going to use the word chaos. We've seen a lot more chaos than what we saw this week, but you could start to see that, the market trying to figure out what's going on.
It's the tug of war, you talk about. And I think this is where people have to be very careful about what they've seen year to date may not be what will end at the year or at year end. We've seen double-digit growth in the markets.
Right.
TSX, S&P 500, right. Dow Jones. And people are getting complacent. Some of the people that will listen and watch this show, Dave, have been talking to me saying, you know, things are pretty good. Why don't we just put more in the market?
Yeah.
Even though we're seeing this little bit of volatility, let's put some more. See what happened last year, Faisal, bounced back up really quick. Let's just put some more money in there. The concern I have is that there are parts of the economic story that's not getting headline news. Right now, the headline news is inflation.
Right
now, the headline news is to the taper tantrum. You're going to hear that quite a bit. Afghanistan, that's getting the news. Delta variant, that's getting the news. They're not talking about how countries are still shutting down because of the Delta variant. And some of those countries are large, exported-based economies.
Yep.
Like, you need China to be fully running.
Right.
You need Indonesia, which is the fourth largest economy.
Right.
Right? You got to look at these different pieces where there's a lot of weakness out there. You're going to have a lack of vaccination happening onto most of the world.
Right.
Just because we're talking about a third shot.
Booster shots, that's right.
Most of the world's talking about their first shot. How can you expect the economy to grow the way and the markets to continue to grow when you have all these different problems? And there's a lot of political issue. People have not paid attention to what's happening in China as much with what they're trying to control, information and technology. That's that Cold War that we've been talking about for years that's been growing, where they're seeing more signs of it. So those pieces are not getting the headline news.
Yeah, but there's also lots of similarities, speaking of China, in terms of what they're doing with what we're doing here, trying to control big data and so on and so forth. Interesting, some very severe reactions over there. The other thing that is not being discussed right now is deflation.
Yes.
Right? But we've talked about the bond market.
Yep.
We've talked about the bond market saying, hey, maybe the growth and the inflation is not there. Now, we've got these big headline numbers, which take over the popular press, and that's the headlines flashing at you, so everybody thinks. But there's a lot of smart people talking about the fact that maybe that inflation is truly transitory, and we're starting to see some disinflationary pressure building in the system. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be a shock to everyone.
Right.
Because no one's really paying attention, like you said, to the potential of deflation. Let's put that on the dashboard. Let's put a probability that could happen. I think when people are building out their portfolios, when people are speaking to their advisors, when people are looking, forecasting for the future, you cannot assume the only outcome will be inflation.
Right.
Why is deflation not put on the dashboard of what to look for?
Right.
And you can assign any type of probability you want, but it needs to be on the dashboard now.
Right. Now we're talking about structure and discipline again.
Correct.
Right? And it's interesting, and I don't think we've talked about this topic in a long time, but I recall we've had lots of conversations about the fact that when you're building a portfolio, you need to build it with different possible outcomes in mind. Right?
Correct.
The biggest mistakes we've made, and in fairness, some people have had home runs, but when you go all in on a bet and you get it wrong, right? That can be absolutely catastrophic.
Absolutely.
At this stage of a life, at a retirement stage of life. And so it's important to hedge bets a little bit.
Correct. So here, before we go to break, let's kind of give them the breakdown of what the solution to that problem is.
Right.
You need to come out with three outcomes. You need to have your base case scenario, what you think is a high probability of happening. You need to have the humility to know that you could be wrong.
Right.
And you can be wrong in two ways. One, you could be wrong and things could be better.
Right.
So assign a probability to that. Mm-hmm. And then assign a probability that you're wrong and things could be worse than what you're saying. You can't be 100% right on any of these outcomes.
Right.
So you got to put some percentages on
And the probabilities will tilt.
And then based on that situation, how would you design your portfolio? And then how do you minimize the volatility by putting all three together? That is the solution to bulletproofing your portfolio for retirement.
You got it. Okay, listen, we're going to do that. We're going to talk about that very thing, the structure, discipline, how to structure for whatever the outcome, including whatever the election outcome might be, right? Because you're going to have to live through these things.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on Tuesday, August 24th. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
How could the federal election impact your retirement? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.